You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Kasama natin ngayong umaga ang National Vice President ng Council of International Students Australia o CISA, si Ginoong Ralph Theodoro. Magandang umaga sa iyo, Ralph.
Magandang umaga din. Thank you for having me.
Yes, bago natin alamin ang iyong role sa Council of International Students Australia o CISA, ikaw ay nasa huling taon ng iyong pag-aaral bilang isang international student, hindi ba?
Yes, correct. My final semester and I've been doing it for about 3.5-4 years now. So I do a Bachelor of Nursing at the Queensland Uni of Tech here in Brisbane. And I started out with the foundation course at QUT and it set me up really well. It gave me a really good platform to function and perform at a really good role as a nurse, a student nurse at least. I've been enjoying it so far. I'm on my final semester. I just finished my prac hospital placement, so I'm doing a 6-week block in one of the really well-known hospitals here in Brisbane. So, yeah.
Yes. At ikaw, Ralph, ay hindi natin masabi na from Philippines ka dahil ipinanganak at lumaki ka sa UAE.
Yes, correct. Pero for sure, pinanganak, I mean...
You're Filipino.
Yes, for sure. By heart, of course. I grew up in Dubai, UAE, but my parents raised me up with the Filipino culture, and yeah, we've always had Catholic religion growing up, and it was really, just really fun being around Filipinos all the time. So as much as I wanted to go to the Philippines, it just never really grew on us, and we lived a whole lives in Dubai, but I still fully know the language. Yeah.
Does it mean your parents are citizens there?
No. So we're currently just residents. So unless you are part of the community there, like the Arab community, local Arab community, you won't get a citizenship. Mm. So that in itself, I still hold a Filipino passport.
Okay. Sa tingin mo ba, growing up in Dubai, is there a difference being outside of the Philippines at kung sa tingin mo sa Pilipinas ka ipinanganak at dun ka lumaki?
Yeah, absolutely. Kasi... kahit pa paano, iba pa rin yung culture growing up, iba pa rin yung mga likes and dislikes ng mga tao. Tsaka yung community, yung culture, iba pa rin kasi very conservative, very Muslim-orientated. It's a Muslim nation, country, and as growing up as well, we learned Arabic, we learned a lot of the Islamic faith growing up with different cultures, and it is very prevalent that you have a lot of diversity in class, which I'm very thankful for. But at the same time, I believe it would only happen in international schools in the Philippines. So it's completely different. But by essence, it's still really fun. High school was fun, and growing up there was fun. So yeah, I'd do it all over again, actually.
Yes, and moving forward, you're here in Australia. Nearly finished with your degree. Siguradong marami kang naranasan at pinagdaanan bilang isang banyagang mag-aaral sa bansa na hindi ka pamilyar. Sa tingin mo bilang isang international student dito sa Australia, ano yung mga hindi mo talaga makakalimutan na challenges that you had faced?
Challenges. So, I guess cultural integration is one of the biggest things I faced, and the concern of around racial discrimination. So it was my first year here, and I found it really hard to just bond with the Australian culture because it was very different from what I had growing up. Cultural integration, because vale ang daming slang dito sa Australia. The culture is really different, and the way they do things, the way they speak, and the way they even dress and live their lives is very different to how I grew up. And it's all such a new environment for me. And to experience it firsthand in a country or a place you don't know with people you don't know, it became really daunting.
Mm.
But I overcame it, and I really had to step out of my bubble to reach out to my now Australian best friends, and they full well appreciate the international student community because of how emphatic I was and how welcoming I was to them as well about my upbringing. And it was a really interesting experience as well coming here because I learned so many new things. It was a completely new chapter for me in my life, and fresh new pages, you know, a new start, and that's what I really wanted. And, you know, it was a big challenge as well, racial discrimination, because there were a few times, you know, where I felt like, as an international student, or kasi, you know, minsan mahirap paminin, pero ang tingin ng ibang tao sa Asian pagmumukha, or at least Filipino, is not as the same as, you know, their background. So
with the color.
Yeah, with the color. So it really fluctuates, and it differs by person and, you know, by interaction. But at the same time, I felt like there was a lot of challenge for me to overcome that. But I think that's just the initial thought. But there's always a lot of the people that are welcoming, and there's always a community that, you know, are very warm to you. And I found that community, you know, my course and my group of friends that I ventured into with international student leadership, and yes, just the basketball team and all of that. So yeah, it was a collection of amazing things that happened, and I'm pretty happy at where I'm at right now, and with the help of my parents, of course, and my friends here, and yeah, it's been great.
Yes, at syempre, sabi nga, sa bawat pagsubok, merong saya at magandang karanasan. Kasama dyan, you've been part of an ambassadorship sa bahagi ng, is it the city of Brisbane?
Yes. Yeah, city of Brisbane. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, look, that experience in itself was a testimony of my capabilities, and all of that was because of the friends, you know, that I had made, who had empowered me to become the best version of myself. And in that, I try to influence as well and motivate other international student, potential international student leaders. And so, look, that was last year, and it was actually really funny because I think that time I was going online on Facebook, and there was a couple of ads about, oh, do you want to be an international student ambassador in Brisbane? And I thought it was just a, you know, a random Facebook ad, pero nung nag-click ako, tapos nag-sign up, my interview process pala, and it became very hectic. And all in once, I thought, you know, wow, what did I get myself into? Pero tinawagan pa ako, nag-telephone interview, tapos face-to-face interview, tapos, you know, we were appointed at the City Hall by the Lord Mayor, and given, you know, signed certificates by the Lord Mayor himself. And yeah, naging exciting from there, and that's when I ventured into, what my role is now. And as I said, it's been amazing, and always amazing things are coming. So
yes, yeah. From last year to this year, extra special ngayong taon dahil last June you were awarded Undergraduate International Student of the Year by the Council of International Students Australia. Yeah. And in August, you were one of the four finalists for the recent Queensland Multicultural Awards for the category of Outstanding Young Achiever. Wow!
Yes. Hindi pa rin talaga ako makapaniwala sa mga nangyayari. And of course, when it happened, I couldn't thank my parents enough because they gave me the freedom, you know, and the stability and the power to do the things I wanted to do. And all throughout, you know, I always told them, Daddy, Mommy, kahit anong mangyari. Kasi, you know, alam naman nila na hindi talaga, I mean, hindi naman sa alam, pero pinaalam ko sa kanila na hindi ako ganun kagaling sa academics ko and things like that. You know, I'm not an outstanding student, like I'll say that out front, but you know, I really try my hardest, and I really do want to better myself and in other ways. And if I can't do that in academics, then I will do it in other aspects of my life. And you know, when the chances came and it, you know, it showed itself as an opportunity, I always try and grab, you know, that opportunity to grow professionally, personally, and in all other aspects as well, just to be, you know, the best person, because life is so short.
You have to make use of it.
Yeah, you seize the day, carpe diem, that's it, you know. And it's all thanks to my parents, really, na narating ako dito, nakuha ko yung mga awards na yun, accolades and things. And I'm still really thankful to everyone that I've met over my life, and even my teachers, my high school and primary teachers. I always revert back to them and message them, email them, and let them know, hey, this is what's been happening, and I can't thank you enough for it, because you made me the man I am today, and I'm fully appreciative of that. So
And being part of CISA, I think it's a way for you to give back to the community that has supported you.
Yeah.
Ano ang lineup ng mga trabaho ng isang national vice president?
Nakakailang pa rin pag narinig ko yun, actually. Pero in that regard, I will be going to convene the next year's conference, and we're making the biggest and best conference that CISA has ever had in the past 8 years of its life. And the location and venue is still unconfirmed, but it will be one of my top priorities along with the sustainability of the organization. So I'm trying to find better ways, and I'm trying to find key ways to better and grow the organization in terms of corporate partnerships with, you know, overseas student health covers, with organizations that are directly yet virtually related to international students. And so my top three priorities for the year for my office would be the conference.
Which is happening on?
The dates are tentative, but the conference usually happens around the months of June, July. So we're looking at probably the end of June, early July. And I definitely will keep you guys updated regarding that, because it's going to be a massive event. And, you know, there will be the Filipino community invited. There will be the student councils that will be invited as well from all across Australia. So we're planning it to be, you know, one of the best. And we have had positive feedback from the new education minister. He and his ministerial advisors have let us know that, you know, they're on board with it, and they're happy to accommodate it as much as possible. So yeah, it will come in strong this year. So yeah, as I mentioned, you know, my top three priorities, the CISA 2019 conference, and then the sustainability project, and then the corporate partnerships, and of course growing the membership and volunteer base of CISA, and taking care of, you know, the international student leaders that matter the most, even though they're also not getting paid for it. So, you know, that's when characteristic shows, and that's when humility shows that you care for the international student community by putting in the work without getting any financial benefit.
Yes. Ralph, yeah. I think this past two conferences, not in 2018, okay, the one before that, I've interviewed some Filipino international students who volunteered for the conference. May mga Filipino international students who volunteered, and I've done an interview with them.
Yeah.
And it's this year that my Filipino nakasama sa national executive officers, and that's through you. At meron pang isa na sinasabi ka?
Yes, yeah. So as I mentioned in our previous conversation as well, our national vet TAFE officer, taking care of all the vet TAFE and ELICOS institutions in Australia, is also Filipino. So both of us, ironically, were born and raised in a different country, but we still have the Filipino roots. And we show it as much as possible. Even during our CISA induction, we wore it through meetings with government officials and in industry, or I would say sector leaders of the international education sector. And we showcased the barong. And it was a proud moment for the both of us as well, because, you know, we barely get to wear that. And I think the last time I wore that prior to that induction was my ate's wedding. And it was last year, and she had made that barong specifically for me.
And does it mean you being the national vice president and Donnie looking after the vet or the TAFE sector of the international students, mas marami ng mga Filipino na makakasama o magiging bahagi ng CISA?
Yes, yun yung priority namin din. As a whole team, na mag-reach out to our own multicultural communities. So I've already previously reached out to the Australian Arab organizations, and student councils. And then, you know, in Victoria, we'll be inviting FASCO to be part of our membership base. And then in New South Wales, the International Student Council based there, and of course in other states and other territories, definitely there is a lot of room, and we do welcome Filipino international student leaders, because we need to definitely create awareness and raise the fact that, you know, international students, especially Filipino international students, are the key stakeholders of the community. You know, we grow, we put the diversity in organizations, and, you know, not only Filipinos but international students as a whole. We contribute so much to the international student international education and just general community of Australia. You know, there's so much we can offer to them, and it just goes on from that, and from there we open up jobs, we open up neighborhoods and communities awareness to us, and Yes. There's definitely room for that, yeah.
Yeah, and I know kung hindi man nasa top 5, nasa top 10 ang Philippines o mga
yes.
Filipino international students
yes,
sa mga
absolutely.
Nag-aaral dito sa Australia, di ba?
Yes, yes. So our current top source nations is China, Nepal, and I can't remember the other one, but
I think India.
Yeah. Oh, India. Yes. Yes. Sorry. Yeah. So China, India, Nepal. That's been the biggest up and coming ever since. So look, I still plan to put Philippines on the map on that regard, and it's definitely going to be a huge and tremendous hurdle to overcome. Pero look, there's great things happening in the Philippines. You know, we've got great leaders coming up in universities, in the government, and you know, there's a lot of space to grow, especially for a country like Philippines.
Mm. At para dun sa mga interesado na mag-volunteer o maging bahagi ng Council of International Students Australia, paano sila makikipag-ugnayan sa'yo o sa council?
Okay, so we do membership-based affiliations. So as long as they're part of a student organization or as long as they're part of a student organization that is our member, they are allowed to volunteer with us, and as long as they're a current international student. So we do hold volunteer rounds every year, and you know, elections happen every yearly as well. So if you are a member organization of CISA, you have the ability to be elected on the national committee. And from there, if you're not so keen on being elected because you feel like there's too much responsibility, the volunteering role is there as well. So look, even though this is the biggest thing I always tell to students that want to volunteer, look, even though it's a hectic task and that you might not get as much finance out of it, you know, as much money out of it or anything like that, it makes you grow. It's a pathway or an avenue to connect to you know, sectors you want to connect to in Australia, because we have such a wide reach. It's one of the best, I'd say, volunteering opportunities for international students in Australia. To say, if you want to go to Tasmania, if you want to work in Queensland, if you want to work for a law firm or an accounting firm in New South Wales or Victoria, we have reach to them. And, you know, it's one way for you to showcase your talent as a Filipino, as a hardworking Filipino, you know, to volunteer for CISA and help the international student community.
Yes, and, yun sana yung tanong ko, bakit dapat maging bahagi ng CISA?
Because it's a national organization and the community you get out of it is crazy, you know? yeah, it's one of the biggest game changers for me, one of the biggest opportunities that I ever ventured into as an international student. And it gave me pathways to, you know, meet really prestigious people and, you know, connect with my professional side more, and yeah, it's just an opportunity for you to grow personally as well, you know, in terms of communication, in terms of your skills, in terms of building from what you have, the knowledge of what you get out of university. Because volunteering or working with CISA, you know, isn't always about the money. It's just about serving and being an advocate for something bigger than you, bigger than both of us, you know. It's just for the growth of, yeah, the nation as well.
Yes. At syempre, aasahan namin na makakasama ka namin muli sa programa, sa mga iba pang programa at proyekto ng CISA. But definitely, we'll have you back in the program.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. You know, I have so much love for you guys and the Filipino community and what you guys have been doing for all of us in terms of broadcasting and being, you know, the lead news or source, one of the leading sources of Filipino news in Australia. And I can't thank you enough for all that you've contributed for the past 5 years, you said,
yeah,
as part of SBS. Yeah. So look, I have nothing but love for the Filipino community, and I just wish more international student leaders from the Philippines do get involved with something as big as CISA, and you know, or even just their communities. You know, if you start to help people, it comes around. You know, what goes around comes around, and vice versa. So, yeah, look, carpe diem, seize the day. And, yeah, thank you so much for having me again.
Thank you very much, Ralph Teodoro, National Vice President of the Council of International Students Australia.
Thank you. God bless.
sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.